It's Friday afternoon at the Circuit Court building in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and the courtroom slowly filling up. It's mostly women here, and as they wait for the session to begin, the courtroom's filled with chatter and laughter. But then a hush falls over the room, and Judge Robert Croft enters.
All right.
Thank you. Please be seated. So how you all doing?
And with that, the drug court is in session. Drug courts like this are an alternative to putting nonviolent offenders in jail. Today is the women's program, but there's also a drug court for men. This afternoon, there are about 50 cases on the docket, and Judge Croft will talk to each woman individually.
Carol, how are you?
Oh, just fine.
How's the baby?
He's got colic, so cries a lot at night.
They tend to do that.
The judge greets the women like old friends, often because they are. Most will spend about 2 years in the drug court program, and during that time, they'll appear before Judge Croft every other week. He says many of the women were arrested on charges like shoplifting or forging checks.
They're typically people who are attempting to get some money so they can go out and get some drugs so they can get high again. I mean, this is the cycle. This is the problem. This is the basis for the drug court, to try and break that cycle.
By breaking the cycle, the idea is to cut crime and cut costs associated with incarceration. Drug courts work by combining intensive substance abuse treatment with close monitoring to ensure the participants stay clean. If they successfully complete the program, drug court coordinator Mary Bombeck says most of the women will have their criminal charges erased.
I think the days of throwing them in jail and locking them up and letting them out without any real impact are over. We can't afford to put everybody in jail.
But Bombeck says the drug court program isn't easy, and she worries that most people don't understand how it works.
Oh, you just give them a hug and a pat on the back and say, they're there, don't do that again. And that's just not true. There's a lot of things that they're responsible to do. They're required to provide a urine specimen every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They are also required to go to AA or NA meetings 3 times a week. They have to attend therapy.
And, of course, the women also have to go before Judge Croft.
How are you doing?
Terrible.
What's going on? What's terrible?
Relapsed.
Tell me about it.
Living with a girl that I shouldn't be living with and did drugs with her.
All right, what'd you use?
Cocaine.
But the judge already knew Lisa had been using. Just before the court session, he met with the drug court staff to review each woman's progress. When there's a problem, the drug court team makes a recommendation about how to handle it. Then Judge Croft hands down the decision.
Well, I think what we'll do, Lisa's... First of all, I'm going to put you in jail for the unreported relapse. So that's 9 days in jail. This isn't easy, is it?
No.
You're going to have to, you know, go through some difficulties in overcoming it.
But drug court isn't just about punishing failure. It's also about celebrating success.
My job as a judge is really to do two things. One, to be a father figure, that is to announce what's going on and explain and impose consequences, and to be a cheerleader when someone is doing well.
Evelyn, how are you?
Fine.
Well, what's going on in your life these days?
I got a job.
Excellent.
The judge is just one part of the drug court program. It's a team approach that can include prosecutors, defense lawyers, and therapists. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, there are about 400 drug courts operating around the country, and there's a growing push to establish more. It's an innovative approach, but it's unclear how effective it is. Even drug court advocates admit there hasn't been much rigorous research. But Professor Harold Pollack says one thing is certain. When it comes to handling substance abusers, the traditional criminal justice system just isn't working.
The system does a very poor job of both helping and of supervising those people.
Pollack teaches health policy at the University of Michigan.
So many of those folks have a very rapid rate of reoffending. They have a very rapid rate of recidivism in their drug and alcohol use, and they end up back in court doing the same types of crimes or in some cases escalating.
Since the Kalamazoo County Drug Court started in 1992, nearly 150 women have successfully completed the program and had their charges dismissed. The program's also saved the county nearly $900,000 by keeping the women out of prison. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Kalamazoo, Michigan.